will not be as great for Esther, but Esther got in on the feeling of relief that her dear friend Burl was feeling as he made his transition. The feeling of release and relief is indescribable, you see. That is the only way that we know that any of you will come to that relief. You must have a personal experience, because words don't teach. We can say to you, or someone else can say to you all day, every day, death is not a bad thing. There is no such thing as death. We are all eternal beings. But until you have practiced yourself into alignment with the eternal nature of who you are, you do not believe the eternal nature of who you are. If you've practiced yourself into your fallibility, into your physicality, if you've practiced yourself into your vulnerability, if you've practiced yourself there, then it's logical that that's the way you would feel about that. And when you see someone no longer full of life, when you see them lifeless, when you see them no longer with you, when you put them in a contraption and you bury them beneath the earth or set them on fire and make them become dust, as you see the ending of that which they are, you practice those thoughts that hold you in that place of not feeling good. You got to start practicing the thoughts of eternal nature. You have to ask your inner being, what do you think about that? And 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 in a few months, then start saying to your inner being, what do you think about death? And by then, as you've tuned yourself to the vibration of your source, who you really are will help you to overcome those ridiculous versions of the death experience and of heaven and hell that man has conjured from his place of disconnection. You just have to know from your personal experience. When you stand and behold this world, don't you feel the goodness of it? Can you be on this ship and look out at this magnificent ocean and not know the well-being of this planet? Can you not feel it? Is this not the best environment that you've ever known to tune yourself to the wholeness of who you are? You cannot see death from your physical perspective and feel good unless you are in perfect vibrational alignment with the source within you. And so the source within you, when you say inner being, source, Abraham, God, whatever you want to call this non-physical energy, how do you see? How do you see my dearly departed? And we say, not departed. In fact, that person has never been so whole as now, reemerged back into pure positive energy. All doubt and fear and worry, all unworthiness, all disrespect for self and others, all of that gone. And now this being is tuned into the true nature of who he really is. And as you begin to experience that, as you begin to tune yourself to the vibration of the eternal nature, you'll come to know that there is no separation between what you call physical and non-physical. It's only your vibration that makes it so. The people that you know walking around you on the planet are more dead than the people that you have buried. Because they are still, for the most part, pinching themselves off from the true nature of who they are. And so, look at the little ones. The little ones are full of life. And the longer they live, usually, the deader they become until they become what man really calls dead. And so, let's put dead in the proper perspective. Let's call dead what it really is. Dead is the gradual pinching off from life. But when you die, that stops.
Can I ask something else about...
We get a little animated about that because we're really sick and tired. Oh, just kidding. We're as dead as it gets. We are dead.
That's my other question.
In the human form, we would be seen as dead. We would be seen as dead. And we refuse to accept your version. That's what we said. We're not going over there with your screwy versions. Come over here with the versions of life that you truly know to be, you see.
About reincarnation, I truly believe that we do come back, and that I've always felt that way. I've read many things about it, and
I want to interrupt you here just for a moment because we want to lay a little basis here. We would rather than you thinking in terms of reincarnation and coming back, because try as hard as you do, most of you have lackful consciousness about that too. In other words, when people talk about the next life and the next life and the next life, it's almost always with this feeling that of wanting to cling to this life, so I'll just make myself feel better by acknowledging that I will be back. And we want you to understand that you can sort of supersede all of